local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in today. Austin manning everything as he always does. Good to be here with you today. Let's get started with your top three stories. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are campaigning in the West today. Trump is campaigning for Republicans in Montana tonight with a rally in Bozeman with Republican candidate for Senate Tim Sheehy. Meanwhile, Harris and Tim Walz will be in Glendale, Arizona today. And then new details are being revealed about the 20-year-old Pennsylvania man who attempted to assassinate former President Trump. ABC News reports the FBI, in a meeting with Trump, disclosed that shooter Thomas Crooks searched online for both Democratic and Republican politicians. And it's possible he chose Trump because he was the next prominent name to visit Pennsylvania. He goes on and states, FBI investigators also informed him that Crooks appeared to be highly intelligent as he scored higher than a 1500 on SATs and may have struggled with an undiagnosed disorder. Then finally, the Brazil's president says 62 people are dead after a passenger plane crashed in Sao Paulo today. Cell phone video from the ground shows the propeller-powered plane spiraling and falling from the sky, killing 58 passengers and unfortunately, 4 crew members. And on to local headlines here. A tropical wave far out over the Atlantic could become our next tropical system. The formation is considered a medium to 40% chance through the next 7 days. I was looking at the storm track just now on the National Hurricane Center. And interestingly enough, it is starting out about where Hurricane Debby started out. It is looking like it's going to follow the same track as Hurricane Debby. It has 0% chance of formation over the next 48 hours, 60% chance of formation over the next 7 days. So actually where it is located, the same place where Debbie was, with the same track, estimated storm track, at this point in time, Debbie only had about a 40% chance of formation. This one's already at 60%. So it's already strengthening faster. Hurricane Debbie went, of course, to the Dominican and Haiti and then crossed over Cuba and then entered into the Gulf and then hit north of Tampa. We don't know if this is planning on turning north or anything yet, but right now it's looking to head straight to the Dominican and Puerto Rico and Cuba. So we'll keep our eye on that as the week progresses. Austin?
Well, we also have a new tiny home community in Escambia County giving residents a chance to not just survive, but live. Fresh Start Village is for foster youths who have aged out of the system and are looking to start the next chapter of their lives. It comes with 400 square foot homes. That's what the community has that are fully furnished. And there's a community center where tenants can get help with finances and health care.
I like tiny homes. I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. They're kind of a polarizing thing. But heck, man, if it's a roof over your head and, as you said, it's a nice, cute little place, why not?
Yeah, you can actually have nicer, like it could be a nicer place. Because it's smaller, you can have like nicer appliances, nicer woodwork and things like that.
Right.
But I look at it as like, it's unfortunate, but at the same time, it could be a solution to our housing crisis. And not that if people want to downsize that small, yet if it's your own place, it gives you an opportunity to own something. It's just working around regulations that allow them or don't allow them to be built. Amtrak's passenger rail service between Mobile and New Orleans is expected to begin early next year, but it may be bad news for Northwest Florida. The Mobile City Council had a unanimous vote in favor of the project, but an amendment added to the leasing agreement states that the contract with Amtrak would be void if it tries to extend service north or east of Mobile. That could block Pensacola's efforts to bring passenger rail service here. We've covered before here, they thought about turning it down in the past, which would have been devastating for a lot of towns in Mississippi who have already made plans for it, but it needed to stop in Mobile. What Mobile's trying to do is make sure that it stops and doesn't go any further. So this could block the efforts to bring passenger rail service here. Of course, Former mayor of Pensacola, Ashton Hayward, said when Amtrak was doing test runs from New Orleans to Jacksonville, the impact of passenger rail could be huge. And our current mayor has mentioned many times that he's been in favor of passenger rail coming here as well.
Before we get on with our a couple more local headlines, I do have our first traffic and weather update of the afternoon. This one's brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community. They're located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview. Again, that is Parrish Tractor. Looking at the roads here, we have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also have some on Palafox Street itself if you're traveling southbound towards the intersection with Burgess Road. Meanwhile, Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we have some issues in that area. And we did have some backups on Airport Boulevard. If you were traveling westbound approaching North Davis Highway, there was an accident report in that area. However, that has significantly died down. So there's some good news for you on this traffic update. Outside of that, it's going to be Navarre Parkway. We had a little bit if you were traveling westbound approaching Highway 87 and Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 90 degrees in Pensacola. We do have a heat advisory. That's become a daily occurrence, as you know. Tonight's going to be maybe a slight chance of thunderstorms, about 20% chance. But then as we get into tomorrow, those chances are going to linger ever so slightly with a high of, 96? Yes, 96 degrees. So hot and potentially rainy, the Floridian way. Bobby?
Yeah, absolutely. A Pensacola woman accused of shooting at her ex-girlfriend has been arrested. Escambia County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested 23-year-old Haley Marie Starr Smith after responding to a shooting on Woodlake Drive in Cantonment around 4 a.m. yesterday. The ex reportedly shot back in self-defense. No one's being injured in the shooting. Ooh.
And the newly released spring tourism numbers revealed a decline for Walton County this year. The report showed that Walton County dropped 5.1% in total visitors from spring of 2023 to just 1.3 million people, a 6.8% drop in rooms booked, and a 9.1% decrease in direct spending. The report said that the county still managed to stay ahead with tourism tax collections, though, raising 2% to $16.8 million. Staff said the increase in tax dollars is due to a higher capacity of rental units. The report also showed increases in length of stay to more than six nights, and many of the spring visitors are annual or repeat vacationers.
Kennels are full of dogs and cats, and they desperately needed a home in Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Currently, Animal Services has about 160 dogs in their care. While many are being fostered, alleviating some of the overcrowding, the shelter has 91 dogs in-house and only 70 kennels. The shelter is also experiencing a similar situation with cats. Of the 221 cats in their care, only 145 are being fostered, leaving more than 70 cats in the shelter that has room for only 61. Santa Rosa County Animal Sheriff Services Chief Randy Lambert said a factor contributing to the large number of animals in the care is irresponsible owners. They're looking to get the sweet animals out of the shelter and into their forever homes, in case you're interested.
Very nice. Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got a loaded slate of state and national news for you. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Donald Trump Jr. here. Central banks are buying gold at record amounts, and the trend is accelerating in 2024. They see the writing on the wall. The dollar is failing. Is gold the answer for you too? To find out, get a free info kit from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust, right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villain. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name Vote Tappy Villain on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villain Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hello, I'm Jason English, candidate for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The Clerk of Court is the hub of our justice system and vital to Santa Rosa County. I have 18 years experience as attorney to the clerk and former prosecutor. I'll protect our official records while preserving transparency and accountability. I'll safeguard county tax dollars as your comptroller using efficiency and fiscally conservative policies. I'm Jason English, asking for your vote on August 20th. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, exactly 4:25 on the dot. Hey, look at me. All right. Just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by White Sands Electric, providing comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast since 1997. Free estimates are available. You can learn more at whitesandselectric.com. Again, that is whitesandselectric.com. All right, looking at the roads here, you're going to experience the most trouble if you're traveling westbound on I-10 approaching Palafox Street. That's become basically a daily issue for us. Same with Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. Then it's going to be 9 Mile Road, actually, if you're traveling westbound towards 9 Mile. So if you're just, or not towards 9 Mile, if you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile towards Palafox, any of those streets heading towards Palafox, it's going to give you a lot of trouble here. Also, North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10 is getting increasingly backed up at this time. And same can be said for Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of Pensacola, it's just a little bit on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And Caroline Street, that's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound southbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 90 degrees in Pensacola, just a few clouds here and there, nothing too crazy. We are in a heat advisory, though, and we'll have a slight chance of thunderstorms as we get into tonight. That will bleed into your Saturday. Tomorrow's high is going to be 96 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right, some state news that we have here for you. It's another extremely hot day across Florida. National Weather Service says that indexes are expected to top 110 degrees this afternoon. Oh, boy. Heat advisories in effect across the entire state. This is the final weekend to save on the back-to-school shopping in Florida. The state's sales tax holiday ends on Sunday. It applies to school supplies priced at $50 or less and clothing, footwear, accessories that cost $100 or less. The sales tax exemption also covers learning aids like jigsaw puzzles that are $30 or less. The same goes for personal computers and accessories selling for up to $1,500.
My goodness. And lawyers are arguing that a deadly shooting in Jacksonville is a stand-your-ground case. Shannon McCarthy is facing second-degree murder charges after the decomposed remains of her partner were found on the porch of her home last year. McCarthy's attorneys are asking a judge to rule that their client is protected by the stand-your-ground law. Lawyers claim that McCarthy was defending herself when her partner threatened her with a shotgun.
Okie dokie. the state of Florida will honor a police officer who, according to the governor, exemplified an unwavering commitment to service. Governor DeSantis announced that flags will fly at half staff on Saturday for Lake County Deputy Sheriff Bradley Link. The 28-year-old officer was killed last week in an ambush that left two other deputies hurt.
Yeah, Bradley Link, that name rings a bell. I think I remember covering a story about him. An 11-year-old boy is dead after a fatal shooting in St. Petersburg late last night. The child, who was later identified as Viandre Hargrove, was found dead at the scene inside a home. Police say they do not yet have a description of the suspect or a motive for the shooting.
And then an elderly man is dead after he was struck and killed on Interstate I-95 in Jacksonville. The 84-year-old was walking in the travel section of I-95 when a tractor-trailer and van hit him around 3:30 this morning. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police are still investigating the crash.
Here nationally, a former senior advisor to President Biden is attributing the end of his reelection campaign to horrible attacks by Democrats and the press. In an interview with Politico, Anita Dunn said that Biden's poor debate performance against Trump wasn't a reason for his campaign's demise. Rather, she cited public comments from congressional Democrats, including former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, casting doubt on Biden's candidacy. Biden, of course, ended his candidacy and endorsed Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee just a few weeks ago.
And the nation's largest Latino civil rights group is endorsing Kamala Harris for president. The League of United Latin American Citizens officially endorsed Harris today, breaking with its best past practice of not formally supporting presidential candidates. The group's leaders are expected to appear alongside Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, at a campaign rally in Vegas tomorrow.
And a U.S. District Court judge denying Harvard University's motion to dismiss an anti-Semitism lawsuit against the school. A Harvard Divinity School grad and the advocacy group Students Against Anti-Semitism filed a lawsuit back in January. The complaint alleges that Harvard failed to safeguard Jewish students from harassment and discrimination. The judge said in his ruling that, quote, Harvard failed its Jewish students.
Tornado watch is in effect for 11 New Jersey counties as Tropical Depression Debbie moves through the state. Still in effect until 10 p.m. Forecasters say the combination of warm, moist air with the southerly winds can stir up thunderstorms and a chance of tornadoes. Flooding, of course, is also a big concern for those soaked from the storms, including one public park where the ground gave way. There were dozens of car rescues across the state this week alone, and the State Department of Transportation highway crews have been deployed.
Yes, and speaking of Tropical Storm Debbie, Mayor Eric Adams reminding New Yorkers to take precautions today due to the remnants of it. The city has issued a travel advisory, and the MTA has a truck ban in effect on its bridges. Adams says they'll continue to use drones to warn people in areas that have seen basement flooding in the past, and he says residents should avoid walking under large trees that could come down due to high winds or saturated ground.
All right, coming up here next, we've got your sports update, plus your top three stories. Stick around right here on Pensacola Right Now.
News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A deadly plane crash near São Paulo, Brazil. Fox's Nate Foy has more.
Brazil's president speaking at an event saying that it appears there are no survivors. With 62 people on board, 58 passengers, and four crew members, the plane coming down in a residential area. So right now there are questions about any possible collateral damage.
Video of the crash shows the aircraft spinning and falling to the ground. Israel strikes further into Lebanon as it chased down leaders of the terror group Hamas. Fox's Jeff Paul is in Tel Aviv, Israel.
According to the IDF, their target was a senior Hamas commander who was killed, who was responsible for advancing terror attacks and rocket launches that have been continuously fired from Lebanon into Israeli territory.
This as Israeli leaders will join negotiations for a ceasefire with Hamas in Gaza on August 15th. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, the week of trading finished up with stocks moving higher, the Dow gaining 51 points, the S&P 500 climbing 24, and the biggest winner of the day, the NASDAQ Composite, gaining 85 points. Home affordability is particularly bad in many of the largest U.S. cities, but there are still some bargains to be found. According to U.S. Census data, there are 11 major cities where you can buy a home on a $75,000 annual salary. Some of those cities include Detroit, St. Louis, and Cleveland. U.S. Treasury yields were lower today as investors continued to assess the state of the U.S. economy after labor data eased growing recession fears. The year yield on the 10-year Treasury was around 6 basis points lower at 3.936%. U.S. oil futures for September crude climbing about 1% today to under $77 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Maggie Gray with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store at metalsupermarkets.com. With roughly 7 weeks left in the regular season, Shohei Ohtani is closing in on one of the greatest seasons ever as a designated hitter. The Japanese star plans to resume pitching next season, but for now, he's on track for a 40-40 year. He's in the mix for the NL Triple Crown and could become the first full-time DH to win an MVP. I'm Maggie Gray.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy, so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
You've got to watch your NFL team every Sunday. And Verizon's got you covered for all your team's out-of-market games every Sunday afternoon.
Come on!
From kickoff to sign-off. From first downs and touchdowns.
Oh, yeah!
To turnovers.
No!
And overturned plays.
After review, the pass was incomplete.
Nice!
Let's go!
This season, win every Sunday with Verizon. Get a great deal on NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV and a new phone. Excludes digital-only games. Terms and embargoes apply.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA Board District 1, because what Vicki promises, she delivers. Vicki delivered with a water and sewer rate hike of zero during COVID and none over CPI in the last 4 years. Vicki promised infrastructure repairs. She delivered a 16-year plan of reparations, spending hundreds of millions repairing or replacing your infrastructure. Vicki is working for you. On August 20th, renew, recycle, and re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA District 1.
I'm Vicki Campbell, and I approve this message.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, several spots of note. If you're traveling westbound on I-10, that's probably where the worst issues are. This is going to be if you're just getting off of I-110 North and traveling towards Palafox Street. Outside of that, it seems like it's going to be Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And Fairfield Drive traveling westbound towards, my goodness, I'm always getting these jumbled up. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. There it is. If you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway, be on the lookout for that. We also have an accident report. This is on Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, however, it doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, backups at this time, but we'll nonetheless keep an eye on it. Outside of Pensacola, it's just Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street. If you're traveling westbound, approaching Glover Lane coming from the Dogwood Drive area. As for the weather, it's going to be 90 degrees in Pensacola. Few clouds in the sky, perhaps. Nothing too crazy. As we get into tonight, it's going to be a low of around 78 with a slight chance of thunderstorms. And then those chances will bleed into tomorrow with a high of 96. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Top three stories here for you. First of all, let me tell you about the Steppin' Out in Style Fashion Show. It's a night of fun, fashion, and philanthropy at the 48th Annual Steppin' Out in Style Fashion Show presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation. It's going to be Thursday, October 24th at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. Fashion is provided by Bloutique, Dillard's, Gulf Coast Cabby Stylists, and The Market, and mainly shoes. The night begins at 5:30 with social time and charcuterie and beverages and a live and silent auction and the much-anticipated fashion show. Sponsorships are now available. Visit BaptistHealthcareFoundation.org or call 448-227-8150. You can listen to this podcast to hear that number again. Top three stories now. Former President Trump and Kamala Harris are campaigning in the West today. Trump will be campaigning in Montana, and Kamala Harris will be campaigning with Tim Walz, her VP pick, in Glendale, Arizona. New details being revealed about the 20-year-old Pennsylvania man who attempted to assassinate former President Trump. ABC News reports that the FBI, in meeting with Trump, shared that the shooter, Thomas Crooks, searched online for both Democratic and Republican politicians, and it's possible he chose Trump just because he was the next prominent name to visit his area. FBI investigators also informed him he appears to be highly intelligent, as he scored higher than a 1,500 on his SATs, but he may have struggled with an undiagnosed disorder. Brazil's president says that 62 people have now died after a passenger plane crashed in Sao Paulo today. Cell phone video from the ground shows the propeller-powered plane spiraling and falling from the sky, killing all 58 passengers and four crew members. Those are your top three stories. Paris Olympics medal update. The United States is now tied for first place as it pertains to gold medals. We have 33. China has 33. Then Australia is the next closest with 18. And we're pretty much dominating when it comes to total medals. 111. China has the next most with 83. I was going to say the mostest of the mostest. China has the next highest with 83, and then it drops all the way down to 56 for France. So we have almost double the number that France has, which is the third. So you're basically, this is an Olympic Games that is dominated by the United States and the People's Republic of China. And when it comes to the upcoming schedule of things that are going on today, we've got athletics, golf, taekwondo, actually already occurred today, water polo, pentathlon, diving, sport climbing, canoe, sprint, and wrestling are some of the events going on later. What else we got in sports today, Austin?
Well, first of all, I will say you can consider this a headline. We've been touching on the medal update every hour for the past couple days now, and we were up by two medals, and then like the count went up, and then we were only up by one, and now you just reported that we're tied, so we're losing our grip, but it's okay. I have faith. Some of the biggest headlines surrounding the Olympics today. The U.S. captured the gold medal in the women's 4x100-meter relay at the Paris Olympics today. 4x100, I don't know if that's how you say it, but either way. The team led by Sha'Carri Richardson and Gabby Thomas finished ahead of Great Britain, who grabbed a silver, and Germany won bronze. Meanwhile, the U.S. men's 4x100-meter relay team was disqualified after botching their first handoff. The men haven't made the podium in the event since 2004. Also, NBC reportedly plans to ask Snoop Dogg to be a part of its 2026 Winter Olympics coverage. The rapper has been all over NBC's broadcast of the Paris Olympics and has been widely popular. The president of NBC Sports described Snoop as enthusiastic and added they would be thrilled to have him back in any capacity. The Milano Cortina Olympics are set to take place in February of 2026. Some unfortunate news here. One of the most popular golfers to ever play on the PGA Tour has passed away. Chichi Rodriguez came from a poor family in Puerto Rico and emerged as a Hall of Fame golfer. He won 8 titles on the PGA Tour and another 22 on what's now the PGA Champions Tour. Known for his charisma and sense of humor, he once explained his putting difficulties by saying, quote, "I read the greens in Spanish, but I putt in English." He was 88 years old. And then we had a plane disaster in Brazil, and thank goodness it wasn't anything like that. But we did have a mishap here with the plane carrying the Carolina Panthers football team ran off the taxiway after landing in Charlotte. Yeah. Delta Airlines Flight 8860 landed at Charlotte Douglas International Airport today shortly after 2:30 a.m. Before the right main gear exited the taxiway, and the plane had taken off from Rhode Island following the Panthers' 17-3 loss to the Patriots in a preseason game last night. Speaking of which, we have 3 preseason matchups this evening. Starting at 6, we've got the Falcons at Dolphins, so some Floridian representation there. Also have Texans at Steelers, that's going to be at 6 as well, and the Eagles at Ravens at 6:30. All these games are on NFL Plus if you have it. However, Texans at Steelers will also be on the NFL Network. And lastly here, we have Major League Baseball racing to Tennessee next season. I promise you that's a pun. The league announced the Atlanta Braves and Cincinnati Reds will face each other in the first ever MLB Speedway Classic at Bristol Motor Speedway. The game will be played on August 2nd, 2025. Bristol is one of the largest sports venues in the country, with a capacity of about 146,000 people for races. The league says that ticket pre-sales will start next month, with a public on sale expected in December. I was about to relinquish the mic, but it's 4:45, so I'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you here. Let's see. We don't have a ton going on, but what we do is just a bit more of the same. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we are dealing with some backups there. And we did have that accident report on Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we do have some minor backups in that area. Then it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, it's just Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 90 degrees in Pensacola. We do have a heat advisory until 7 tonight. As we get into this evening, there's going to be a slight chance of thunderstorms, about 30% chance with a low of 78. But tomorrow, those chances are going to linger with a high of 96. So hot and perhaps rainy. Bobby?
Yeah, I want to hit this local story here once again, or it could be local. There's a tropical system out there in the Atlantic. It's located the same place that Hurricane Debbie was. And it also has the same storm estimated storm path that Hurricane Debbie has, but it's already 20% stronger where it's located than where Debbie was at the same time. So it could be a stronger hurricane. It may enter the Gulf. It may not. We don't really know for sure until everything happens the way it does. But we'll definitely keep our eye on that one. And then a new tiny home community in Escambia County has given residents a chance to not survive but live. Fresh Start Village is for foster youths who have aged out of the system. They're looking for the next chapter of their lives. The 400-square-foot homes come fully furnished, and there's a community center where tenants can get help with finances and health care.
Very nice. And some health, business, and science notes for you here. The FDA is approving the first needle-free alternative to the EpiPen. It's a single-use nasal spray to treat allergic reactions in emergencies. Neffy is what it's called. It's from ARS Pharmaceuticals. It can be used in adults and even some children. The FDA says that the spray may alleviate the fear of injections, making Neffy an important treatment option.
CNBC poll finds President Trump with a commanding lead over Kamala Harris on key economic issues. Trump leads Harris 48-46% overall in the All-American Economic Survey. But on the economy, Trump leads Harris by 2-1. 79% of Republicans who believe the economic fortunes will improve with Trump in the White House. 48% of Democrats believe they'll be better off if Harris wins, compared to with 42% who say it'll make no difference. Inflation and the cost of living continues to be the top issue of concern for voters, and Trump has a 12-point lead on the second most important issue in this issue, overall, which is the country's economic status.
Yes, and cryptocurrency exchange FTX and its sister company, Alameda Research, are being ordered to pay $12.7 billion to their customers and fraud victims. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission said that FTX will pay that amount to compensate victims of Sam Bankman-Fried's massive fraudulent scheme. Bankman-Fried, of course, was convicted last year on federal fraud and conspiracy charges and sentenced to 25 years in prison back in March. Yeah, that was a huge story. So if you probably didn't need a refresher of that, but if you did, there you go.
And when it comes to we got to get a quick break here. When we come back, we'll hit some pop culture and softer news for you. Right. And if you don't want to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We got Bands on the Beach coming up next Tuesday. And with Bands on the Beach, it's going to be I was going to say the astronauts. Yeah, it's going to be the astronauts next week. So it's every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Be sure to check the astronauts out at the Gulfside Pavilion. They play 80s, 90s, and beyond high-energy party tunes. So be sure to check them out at Bands on the Beach, 7 o'clock. Remember, no glass and no pets. And you're encouraged to bring a lawn chair and some blankets to sit around and enjoy the time. All right, it's Spence Call right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back for some softer news and pop culture news. Stick around.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Bergosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message. Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. Taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, and the Queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting. That is 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. The Dragon Boat Festival, it's the 10th annual one. It's coming up Saturday, October 12th. The Northeast Pensacola Sertoma Club is hosting up to 40 teams, supported by thousands of spectators, competing for bragging rights. The race starts at 8 a.m. on Bayou Tejar, just off of Bayview Park. Enter a team or become a sponsor now. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. I got a text here. Bobby, as the Olympics near its close and local news covers teen crimes of anti-Semitism, I had a brain roll of convergence. How come there's no mention of the 1972 massacre of Israeli athletes on media? Time is now to re-educate. The MSHE Foundation reports that 66% of millennials do not know what Auschwitz is. Oh, boy, I hope that's not true. have a Google the Britannica map, a 1972 brief. I was a baby gal when this happened, reading the timeline of security snafus and knowledge of a radical Palestinian group. Black September was chilling. Who knew we'd have a real Black September in 2001. Just important to know our history to avoid being the butt of our own lazy incompetence at Starbucks menu. Yeah. Actually, interestingly enough, I just talked to somebody before the Olympics started. I ran into somebody here in Pensacola who was in Germany when the Israeli athletes were kidnapped and all that other stuff. And he was sharing just what it was like. It was just totally surreal that he was sleeping one morning and didn't realize just like a block down the road from him, because he was there covering the Olympics, a block down the road from him was this kidnapping going on, and had no idea. And it was surreal hearing this person's real life experience of that occurring, because I wasn't even born yet. And so, you know, to me, that's just something I read about in history and saw, you know, documentaries on and things like that. So to hear somebody's real life experience of actually being there when this happened is pretty powerful to hear those experiences going on. All right, it is 4:55. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives before we get into some lighter news. Go ahead there, Austin.
All righty. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling north or southbound, whether this be you're approaching 9 Mile Road from I-10 or approaching I-10 from 9 Mile. We had an accident report in that area just causing minor backups, nothing too severe. Outside of that, it's going to be I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. and Palafox Street itself, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. We also have some backups lingering on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and maybe some minor backups on Caroline Street, that's Highway 90, if you're traveling eastbound passing the Home Depot heading in the direction of the Walmart Supercenter. As for the temperature, it's still 90 degrees, a few clouds in the sky, still got that heat advisory going on. Slight chances of thunderstorms tonight, nothing too severe, but a low of about 78. But as we get into tomorrow, it's going to be right back to that high 90s that we know and hate. Just about 96 is your high for tomorrow. That's your traffic and weather together.
All right. I was going to talk about, I lost my place. Did you talk about the Hollywood video game actors?
No, that was the one non-pop culture
story. We left that one off. All right. Yeah. Hollywood video game actors remain on strike. SAG-AFTRA. Which represents some 160,000 performers as seeking the same protections against artificial intelligence that are given to on-camera celebrities. Union says studios are not cooperating on that issue. Today marks the second full week of striking. And this is one thing I even said back then when the on-camera celebrities were trying to argue this. I think it's a losing battle. I do. I think at some point AI, we're going to have artificial intelligence writing scripts, we're going to have artificial intelligence writing songs, we're going to have artificial intelligence acting, we're going to have, it's coming. It's the wave of the future. And I don't think it's going to completely replace, you know, on-camera actors and video game act performers and stuff, but it's coming. I just don't think there's a way to avoid it. So even though, like, I even know some that have agreed. Here's an example, a very real example. In Miami, I have a friend of mine who's doing a movie right now. And I found out that he had much of the script written by AI. He's got some of the on-camera stuff is going to be AI. And I said, how are you doing this? I thought you guys literally just had like this big strike that you had to settle in order to make sure you wouldn't do it. And he says, I'm just not hiring any SAG-AFTRA actors. I was like, oh, daggone. He's like, I'm not hiring any SAG-AFTRA actors. And I'm not hiring any of the writers for this thing. He goes, but I already have a distribution deal and everything like that. So as long as you just don't hire anybody from any of those unions, then you can do what you want. And I was like, oh, geez. Now he's smaller time, but you know, it's only a matter of time before the bigger boys go say the same thing. And they're just like,
hey,
you know,
good
what?
Idea.
Yeah, good idea. We're gonna do what you're doing.
Golly.
So yeah. All right, continue on. My bad.
Some pop culture notes here. There has been a third arrest made in connection to the foiled terror attack on Taylor Swift's concerts in Austria. Officials said an 18-year-old who had allegedly been in contact with the main suspect was taken into custody yesterday. Officials said that the original 19-year-old suspect confessed that he planned to kill himself and a large number of people using explosive devices and knives. Of course, her three performances in Vienna this weekend were canceled following the arrests.
Yeah. Father of Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce has a pointed response to Kanye West after the rapper slighted his son's relationship with Taylor Swift in his new song Lifestyle. Ed Kelce posted that it showed mental illness on full display. The line in the song was, however, written and performed by rapper Lil Wayne. West has had an on and off feud with Swift ever since interrupting her acceptance speech at the 2009 MTV Video Music Awards. Oh, I remember that thing. It was cringy.
Yeah, no, that was very cringe. And yeah, I put that headline in there because I'm like, well, if we're going to say something, you know, meaningful about the whole Taylor Swift Austria thing, we ought as well say something that's not very important about her and Travis Kelce. My goodness.
There you go.
And lastly here, very quickly, wrestling legend Kevin Sullivan has passed away at the age of 74. He was one of Hulk Hogan's biggest rivals back in the 90s. He began his career in the 1970s and became a national name when he entered championship wrestling from Florida. WWE continued his, or confirmed his death rather, saying that he was, quote, a unique and influential figure in sports entertainment history.
Come up here next after our WEAR news update. We'll have your top three stories. Plus, we'll get back into the local and statewide headlines for you. We'll give you the latest update on that storm system out in the Atlantic headed our way. That's all coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.